We listen through the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I think about it, in the time I was a child, high school and college, to a seminarian and a deacon, now a priest, I noticed how, and you might be similar, but no matter how faithful you are, it's a long passion. At some points in my life, I was either bored or distracted. But when you really listen to what we just walked through, that's chilling. And that pricks our souls. Because each of us was like the sinners around the passion of Jesus Christ, the only one that was not sinful. So today I'd like to just share kind of a list of sins from the passion of Jesus Christ. Kind of go in order of who we listened. And just think about where you were, either in this passions or your own life now. First, greed with Judas, a friend and a disciple of Jesus Christ. At one point, he was told in a different gospel that he was the treasury for the disciples, and he stole from them. He was greedy for money. He received 30 silver coins to betray Jesus, his friend. He stole money. He received money. Are you greedy? Have you stolen anything? Are you jealous for property? Or just following money? Next, let's look at the disciples with laziness, with sloth or sloth, however you say it. That Jesus, in the most powerful moment in his life, he asked his best friends to sit with me. And they not once, not twice, but three times fell asleep. As he was praying to his Father with giving sweat of blood. And his best followers are sleeping. Are you lazy in your relationship with Jesus, in your daily lives? Do you give him time against the television or your phone or education or sports, which are never bad, but do you ever give more time to that than God? Do you give an hour to come to Mass? To go to adoration? Then we see violence. Those that were following Jesus to arrest him through Judas came in the darkness with swords and clubs. And even Peter, it's not his name in this passion, or a different gospel, it was Peter that took a sword to cut off the ear of one of the slaves. Jesus said, if you use the sword will use you too. So how do you see violence in your life? Have you hurt somebody? Have you had a fight? Have you punched somebody? Have you, not just physically, but spiritually and emotionally, used bad words, cursing or yelling? Or to be violent in your own life? in your relationships. Cowardice. In the same garden, where did his best friends go? They each said a few hours earlier, "We will die with you." And where did they go? They ran away. There's only three people that were with Jesus Christ when he was crucified. His mother and John and another Mary. All of the disciples were gone. What are ways that you might be scared or are coward about? To save the unborn, to serve the poor, to pray for refugees, for that person in school that is bullied, that you won't stand up to help them. Lying. We mentioned that earlier with Judas, but here is Peter, the one that say he would not die, he would give his life for Jesus. He's sitting outside trying to follow Jesus. I do not know him. I do not know him. I do not know him. And Jesus said that earlier the same night, before the cock crows three times, you will deny me. How have you lied? How have you gossiped? Not giving full truth. To give just the grapevine. This is bad news, brothers and sisters. Why? Because we are all sinners. Myself, when I think of these, just the examination of my soul, where was I in that? Where were you in that? Both as we walk through the Passion, but in our own lives today, each of us, up to the Pope, who said before, "I am a sinner and I need a Savior." And that's where the good news is. We have to go into our own souls and be scared a bit. To know that we are sinners, and unless we're Jesus or Mary, we are sinful people. And he came to give his life and died for us. Even the same ones that we saw, Peter, he became the Pope. But think about his disciples that were running away, and then they became and gave their own lives and became our church in the whole world. That's the good news. So we begin today at Palm Sunday, Holy Week, and please take and continue to walk this week. Palm Sunday and the Triduum on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Please discern going to confession. Know that at any time, if I'm in town, we can make that happen quickly. That before and after each of the parts of the Triduum, except Saturday, might be ready after to go to bed on that one, but Thursday and Friday, in and out after Mass, I'll be there for confession. And I need to go myself, and I'll be going tomorrow when I go to the Chrism Mass in Duluth. So let's walk together, brothers and sisters. Let's examine our souls and our sins, that we can really, really bring everything to the light, to just have an even more powerful next chapter in Easter, in the salvation from Jesus Christ.